verses 30 to 33 and 39 to 45. Gabriel said to Mary, "Don't be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You'll conceive and bear a son and give him the name Jesus, Deliverance. His dignity will be great, and he will be called the only begotten of God. God will give Jesus the judgment seat of David, his ancestor, to rule over the house of Jacob forever, and his reign will never end." Within a few days, Mary set out and hurried to the hill country, to a town of Judea, where she entered Zechariah's house and greeted Elizabeth. As soon as Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the child leapt in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. In a loud voice she exclaimed, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. But why am I so favored that the mother of the Messiah should come to me? The moment your greeting reached my ears, the child in my womb leapt for joy. Blessed is she who believed that what our God said to her would be accomplished." A word from our Holy Scriptures.
So throughout this month, I've been reading stories, except for last week for the pageant, related to the theme of hope and the characters in the nativity story. So this week, we're imagining this story with Elizabeth and Mary. Mary lay on her straw mattress, her parents, two brothers, and two sisters breathing deeply nearby. She was troubled by her dreams, and now she lay awake, even more troubled. What was she to think? What was she to do? A few days ago, an angel had come to her to announce that she was to have a child. Even now, she couldn't be sure whether she had been dreaming or awake. All she knew was that the vision had been very real, and if what the angel had said was true, that she was to bear a child, then things might not go so well for her, even though the messenger had assured her that this child was God's child and that he would be the Messiah, the one her people were waiting for. How this was even possible, she didn't know. Visions like this were powerful messages from God. Her people believed in powerful visions. After all, the great prophets of her faith had had messages like this, and they had come to be true. Could this message from God also be true? She was not married. She was to be married to Joseph in the warm months of summer, but that was still 5 months away. What would he say about this if she told him? No, she decided, I will not tell him yet, not until I'm sure that it's true. But in her heart of hearts, she knew it was true. It was too real not to be true. She tossed and turned as she tried to imagine what the future might be, and she worried. Why could she not trust God more and believe that all would be well? But she wasn't sure. She closed her eyes as she tried to go back to sleep. At the same time, many miles away, Elizabeth, Mary's cousin, turned on her bed and once again smiled in awe and wonder. She was 5 months pregnant. She who had miscarried so many times and never imagined at this age she would carry a child. She had even gone into seclusion these last months in case she lost this child too. She and her husband Zechariah had said little to anyone. She was almost past childbearing age, yet here she was, more than halfway through this pregnancy, and all was going well. Was it true? Would she and Zechariah finally have the child that they had hoped for, longed for, prayed for all these years? She was delighted. No, beyond delighted. She was amazed, ecstatic, exuberant even. And she was grateful, for she had almost given up hope. Zechariah, for some inexplicable reason, had lost the power to speak. And no one knew if he'd ever speak again. This was troubling Elizabeth, but it could barely dampen her spirits. If she could get pregnant at this age, she had every reason to believe that he would speak again. God was good and faithful. She was full of promise and hope, and as the child moved in her womb, she turned over and fell fast asleep. Days passed, and most nights Mary worried herself to sleep while Elizabeth celebrated this miracle growing in her womb. It had become evident to Mary that what the angel had told her was true. She was going to have a baby. She would have to tell her parents and Joseph. What would they say? What would they do to her? According to Jewish law, she was to be put to death for conceiving a child outside of marriage. Yet, she wondered. The messenger had promised that this child would be called the Holy One of God. He had said that she was blessed among women, for she was carrying the child of God. She did not yet know what this meant, but didn't it at least mean that she would live to see this child grow and fulfill God's purposes on earth? In the moments just after the messenger had appeared, she was filled with fear, but also with wonder. It was as if God had taken over her life. She had responded that she would be a willing servant, even though she was young and unmarried. She even said to him, "Let it be done to me as you say." She shook her head, and once again, she made a resolution. She would trust God and do whatever she must do. The angel had given her another piece of information that filled her with amazement and at the same time confusion. Her cousin Elizabeth was also pregnant and was to have a child. Elizabeth, who had hoped for a child most of her life and could never carry one to term, she needed to go see Elizabeth, for she alone of all women could understand this miracle, this very puzzling miracle. And Mary knew she'd need the strength and comfort of someone who could understand if she were to cope with what was to come. The day finally came. Mary decided to tell her parents and Joseph and trust in their mercy and faith. She had no options, but she had a plan. She would tell them, and then she would go to the hill country to visit Elizabeth while things settled down at home. When it was time to tell her parents, her courage almost failed her, but she managed to choke out her story. Her parents were shocked, dismayed, ashamed, and angry, to say the least, and worried. What would Joseph say? Or more importantly, what would Joseph do? He was a good man, but could he absorb what Mary was telling them? They would be ruined as a family. Everyone would whisper behind their backs if Joseph was inclined to reject Mary, or worse, have her stoned to death. There was no choice but to tell Joseph right away and throw themselves on his mercy and compassion. Mary went alone to Joseph's home and once again shared what she had seen and heard. Joseph calmly listened, for he was a gentle and caring man. Mary was nervous and anxious as she blurted out all that had happened. After she had told him, Joseph's eyes welled up with tears as he took Mary's hands in his. Then he told Mary that he believed her. She was relieved and confused. Then he told her a story. He too had had a messenger who had come to him and confirmed exactly what she had just told him. that he was to marry her and they would raise this child, this holy one who was to be the hope of the people. Mary was relieved and overjoyed, and God was truly good and faithful. Then Mary told him the rest of the story about Elizabeth and her need to visit Elizabeth. Joseph was worried because it was a long journey and he wanted to get married right away. But she insisted, so he relented. After they made some plans, Mary returned home. Mary's parents were astounded. This was not the outcome they had expected. Mary was astonished and grateful. What an amazing and unpredictable God. Within a few days, Joseph had spoken to Mary's parents and assured them that he would indeed become Mary's husband, but that first she would go to Judea to visit Elizabeth. He arranged for her to travel with another family who was going to Jerusalem. It would take a week for them to arrive, and Mary would have company for traveling alone, because it was unheard of and dangerous for a woman, or for anyone that matter, to travel that distance alone. Mary traveled with this family for 7 days until she finally reached the hill country near Jerusalem and entered the courtyard of Elizabeth's home. As she entered, Elizabeth, who was out sitting under a tree in the morning sun, started with surprise. She gasped and gripped her belly. She was overcome with emotion. She proclaimed loudly, "Blessed are you among women. How is it that I am so blessed to greet the mother of the Messiah, the Holy One of God? God will do great things through this child that you carry. As you just came through the gate, the child within me leapt for joy. My child." And she reached out to hug the young woman as they both wept. These two women of great faith and strength. The younger clung to the older as they wondered what was to come next for both of them and their children. With God, they realized anything was possible. The two women hurried into the house to talk. Elizabeth had the servants prepare some food as Mary washed off the dust of her travels and rested. Finally, they sat, and Elizabeth shared her story while Mary listened and ate. It was just as the angel had told her. Elizabeth was to have a child in a few months' time, and then it would be Mary's turn. She relayed the story of the messenger and what had been told her. She told of her worry and of telling Joseph about the child. She teared up as she told of Joseph's kindness and mercy. She remembered also to tell Elizabeth that the angel had told her of Elizabeth's pregnancy as well. They continued to talk well into the evening, stopping only to have a quick meal. The two women marveled at the extraordinary events of the past few months and all that had transpired. They could hardly believe it. Mary told Elizabeth of her hopes and dreams. "If what the angel of God said is true, Elizabeth, this child will be the one to lead our people. He will be the Savior we have longed for, the one who will fulfill God's promise. He will be our hope and salvation. Perhaps he will be a great king like David, who will restore our land and our people, or a great prophet like Elijah, who will call us back to God. Or perhaps like Moses, he will lead our people to freedom. Whatever he will be, God's hand will be upon him. How am I so blessed to be the chosen one of God, a servant of the Most High? God has done great things for me, and my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, because he has done great things. But there is nothing about me that is special or worthy. I'm a simple woman from Nazareth. Why would God choose me?" Elizabeth smiled. "Because of your heart, my child, you are willing to do what God has asked of you. You are open and trusting and faithful. I can think of no one better to bear God's child. Indeed, you are blessed, and we are blessed." They talked excitedly for many hours over the days that Mary was there, and they prayed. They prayed for their unborn children and for the promises of God that one day the poor and broken would be restored, the hungry would be fed, and prisoners released, that the Messiah they had hoped for would heal the land and the people and bring them back to God. For they had come to understand that the child that Mary carried was to be this one. The miracles that they were experiencing gave them great hope for themselves and for their people. They were encouraged by one another to be strong, for they could not begin to imagine what the future might bring for them or for their children. Too soon it was time for Mary to leave the hill country of Judah and return to Nazareth and to Joseph. The days and nights it took to get there gave her time to ponder what was happening to her and what her future might bring. She carried close to her heart everything that had happened, wondering about this child and the new life she would be thrown into upon her return. She was about to be a wife and a new mother. It is a good thing, she thought, not for the first time, that we cannot know the future. Yet her heart was full of joy and hope. She felt blessed, even if a little uneasy. God was good, but that didn't mean that life would be easy. It rarely is. Her heart full, she looked at the stars as she rested on her straw mattress in the darkness of one particularly quiet night as her companion slept near her. One star seemed particularly bright that night. She wondered what it could mean as at last she closed her eyes to sleep. Tomorrow would be another long day of traveling. But for now, God would watch over her.